summertime tips and fun facts from Paul, Kristen, and Dexter at Total Wine & More.
If you're topping off your burger with grilled onions and blue cheese, pair your work of art with a spicy Malbec.
Nothing beats a buttery Chardonnay with grilled corn on the cob. I'm ready to find you the perfect bottle of white for your next get-together.
Pack up the cooler for this weekend. We've got canned wine and beer ready to throw on ice.
Now with 9 locations in the Bay Area. Visit our newest store at Stevens Creek Central. Shop online at TotalWine.com. The selection is ridiculous. Cheers.
This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
So now, Henry, you should speak to Simon Chen. He's on the line. He's vice president and senior analyst at Moody's Investor Service.
Good morning, Simon. So Bank Negara is set to decide on the proposed merger between Malaysia Building Society and Asian Finance Bank. So now, if this merger gets the go-ahead, what would that do for MBSB's credit profile?
Yeah, so, well, as all of you know, MBSB is a fairly big player in the retail space, and they are pretty sizable in terms of their lending to the retail segment. So I think what happens if the merger does happen would be that MBSB is likely to be the surviving entity, and then it would take over a banking license from AFB. And so I think what the new banking license would do for MBSB would be to give MBSB greater access to cheaper deposit funding. I think that is generally positive for institutions like MBSB. And with cheaper funding, I think that will also set the stage for MBSB to grow in terms of its business in Malaysia.
But even with AFB's Islamic banking license, now how well can MBSB compete? Because as it stands, even with the existing players, it's a really, really competitive space, especially when it comes to deposits.
Yeah, I think you're so absolutely right that the deposit competition in Malaysia has been exceptionally keen, particularly when we look at the new liquidity rules that have been rolled out. Deposit competition has really stepped up, not just in the Islamic space, but also in the conventional space. So while I think now this banking license will give MBSB the ability to market certain products, it will still be difficult. We're not saying that it'd be easy, but as it is, I think there is still quite a big gap between where the big banks are in Malaysia, given their extensive branch network and their market reach, as compared to the smaller players. So I think even with this new development, MBSB would still be, well, it would have access to greater ability to market different products, but there will still be a gap between where MBSB would be versus where the larger players are in Malaysia.
But looking at the pie as a whole, what are the kind of growth prospects that MBSB can anticipate for the Islamic finance sector?
Yeah, I think that broadly speaking, when we look at Malaysia as an industry, the growth prospects continue to be very strong, given the regulatory framework as well as the fundamentals are pretty robust in Malaysia. I think that already sets the stage that there for the banks in Malaysia to grow. Because of the robust operating conditions in Malaysia and that there continues to be a strong demand for Sharia compliant products, I think not just for MBSB but for also other Islamic players in Malaysia, I think there continues to be a very strong growth proposition.
And what would be the key risks to that very strong growth proposition that you just mentioned?
Yeah, so when we think about what are the key headwinds that are faced by the banks in Malaysia, well, we're thinking what could really derail the strong growth opportunities, and I think here we are really talking about the operating conditions continue to be robust, and that would be conducive for growth. But so while we continue to keep an eye on the latent risks in the banking sector, particularly when we think about Malaysia, the topic of high household leverage comes into play. And so I think that could pose downside risks to bank asset quality. But I think as of now, we continue to think that the robust operating backdrop is actually supporting employment conditions, and that to a large extent is contributing to stable employment income. So I think households for now are still they are still in a good position. But I think should we really see a scenario of the employment picture being destabilized? I think that's where we might see more pain coming through in terms of household asset quality for banks in Malaysia.
And as we speak, MBSB right now up 0.8% up to 1.25 ringgit.
Thank you very much. So that was Simon Chen, Vice President and Senior Analyst at Moody's Investor Service. We'll be coming up to the news, and after that, we'll be back with Pressing Matters. Stay tuned, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.
Summertime tips and fun facts from Paul, Kristen, and Dexter at Total Wine & More.
If you're topping off your burger with grilled onions and blue cheese, pair your work of art with a spicy Malbec.
Nothing beats a buttery Chardonnay with grilled corn on the cob. I'm ready to find you the perfect bottle of white for your next get-together.
Pack up the cooler for this weekend. We've got canned wine and beer ready to throw on ice.
Now with 9 locations in the Bay Area, visit our newest store at Stevens Creek Central. Shop online at TotalWine.com. The selection is ridiculous. Cheers!